the first floor playing Jose Canseco with the art and antiques, and not come close to how much the real problem pissed off his parents. It was his eyes. One blue, one green. Oopsie. His bad. The Glimera didn't like defects. Not in their porcelain or their rose gardens. Not in their wallpaper or their carpets or their countertops. Not in the silk of their underwear or the wool of their blazers or the chiffon of their gowns. And certainly not ever in their children. Sister was okay. Well, except for the little weight problem that didn't actually exist. And a lisp that her transition hadn't cured. Oh, and the fact that she had the personality of their mother. And there was no fixing that shit. Brother, on the other hand, was the real fucking star. A physically perfect, firstborn son prepared to carry forth the family bloodline by reproducing in a very genteel, non-moaning, no-sweat situation with a female chosen for him by the family. Hell, his sperm recipient had already been lined up. He was going to mate her as soon as he went through his transition. "How are you feeling, my son?" his father asked with hesitation. "Tired, sir," a deep voice answered. "But this is going to help." A chill frog marched up Quinn.